regular meeting of the Atlantic Islands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall, reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 5th, 2022. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Brockia?
Here.
Ms. Hollinger?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sonnen?
Here.
Mr. Wolf?
Here. Please stand for a pledge of allegiance and a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Administration, approval of March 1st, 2022, regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
Do I have a motion? Mr. Sutton?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Brockia?
Yes.
Ms. Hollinger?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Approval of March 1st, 2022, executive session meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Brockia?
Yes.
Ms. Hollinger?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Payment of bills for March 10th, 2022, in the amount of $75,994.46.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Brockia?
Yes.
Ms. Hollinger?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Payment of bills from March 24th, 2022, in the amount of $56,793.12.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Brockia?
Yes.
Ms. Hollinger?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Agenda item number 6, new business correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. Claire Kozik, on behalf of Atlantic Islands Recreation, is requesting use of the basketball courts for a summer basketball league to be run from July 12th to August 4th on Mondays and Wednesdays from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Number 2, the Atlantic Highlands Fire Department is requesting permission to use the Atlantic Highlands Harbor for the 2022 Atlantic Highlands Fireman's Fair from July 2nd to July 9th with fireworks on Friday, July 8th, 2022. Number 3, Central Baptist Church, a member of the Area Association of Community Churches, is requesting use of the Harbor Gazebo area on Sunday, April 17, 2022, from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. for an Easter sunrise service. Number 4, the Atlantic Highland Yacht Club Race Committee will be hosting their 18th annual Ms. Race on Saturday, August 20th, 2022. The Atlantic Islands Yacht Club is requesting to place signs at several locations around the harbor. Number 6, Karina Thus is requesting to offer a sponsorship to the harbor in lieu of charging a facility use fee for the already approved Film One Festival. Number 7, the Atlantic Islands Navisink United Methodist Church is requesting to utilize the gazebo for Sunday worship beginning Sunday, May 29th through Sunday, September 4th, 2022 from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And number 8, John Crowley and the Atlantic Highlands Department of Public Works is requesting to to host Atlantic Highlands Day Touch a Truck at the Harbor on Saturday, October 22nd, 2022.
The signs, are they related to the Miz Race? That the yacht club wants to, what are the signs related to?
They're related to multiple things.
Membership for one, I think they said membership, they wanted to make a more common sign, and then the second sign that was related to legacy events would be temporary.
Temporary, okay.
Is there any problem, Lou, with the placement of the signs?
Well, I think that's something we should discuss, because I think we're talking like a real estate sign, ladies.
Yeah. So it's not permanent? Sorry, I went right past this in the packet because there was so much correspondence. I apologize. There was like 20 pages of correspondence for this one.
Go ahead.
Now, how often would the signs be placed? Would they be placed the day before an event, removed the day after an event? What, I'm not...
We're looking for your guidance on that. We would like to have a few days ahead of time so we can be advertising what's coming up. But they are very temporary. Obviously, you can pull them out if anybody objects. I mean, we're talking about two different signs. This is the larger one that will be pretty constant. Basically, are you interested in joining and having information? The smaller one down here would be where the temporary signs would go. Again, as you're talking about the Miz Race, it would say Miz Race on a date. Just to create buzz, to let people in town know we exist and what we're offering.
How many locations are you looking for?
We suggested 9. I thought of a 10th one on my way over, near the hoist area where people sit and not already members of the yacht club, where they're putting their dinghies in the water to get to their boats. So that was the 10th one, which I didn't even put in here. I thought it was a set from over. But we're not looking, we don't expect we'll get 10 emissions. You tell us which ones are good. If you want us to change them about, you know, say, no more than 3 in any particular time can be up, or whatever your restrictions are. You know,
what's the material?
I asked for the sky, and maybe I'll get to move.
What is the material that the sign would be made out of?
Good question. It's going to be weatherproof.
Okay.
I don't have the technical term that
sign makers use. What is it, a corrugated plastic?
It's not coroplast, it's a better, more permanent sign. I can get it if you want.
Like a polypropylene, maybe, or something like that, yeah.
Correct.
You know, obviously, a concern would be the wind and maintenance of the signs and things like that. I mean,
they
so.
Snap into these, they have places to snap them in. It would be permanently in this frame. The wind should not affect it. Obviously, we can pull them out of the ground and take a minute if we're expecting a hurricane wind or something.
The only, and it's not a concern, it's just when the folks from DPW maintain the lawn and cut the lawns, they'll have to, you know, put them aside and then put them back in.
That is true. It's an inconvenience, yes.
Yeah. No, but I mean, if they're okay with that, that's fine. Just that you're aware that they would be taking them out and putting them back in.
Has anyone talked to their neighbor downstairs? Has the yacht club spoken?
We have a very good relationship with them downstairs, sure. I didn't ask specifically about that, but you think there might be a problem?
I don't know. It may not be net in this month. It may have been last month.
What are your ideal locations that you're thinking about putting them?
One of them is as you coming down First Avenue and bearing to the right, where Sutton Walk, I didn't even know there was a name to that, but I thought it was on that. Just as you're turning off First Avenue, approaching the main area, that's a prominent spot because everybody passes that. I thought near the senior center, would be a good one. I think where the bottom of submarine is would be another good spot. I was thinking of places where there's already grass, so that it wouldn't be nice to just be sitting in the grass. This goes down quite a few about a foot, so it's lower and maybe less.
Just, we would probably have to do our due diligence to double check that there's no active ordinance in the municipality prohibiting signage by any entity on the grass. I'm not aware of one, but we might want to double check that.
Keep in mind, we're thinking of this temporary sign, so not to confuse it with this.
I mean, we allow for the hot dog stand to have signs. So that's in the harbor. There's precedent for that. It's a couple of signs. It's very close to the location that she's in. And then I'm just trying to think of other examples because we have other tenants that don't have any signage. And that particular building, like where Sissy's is a shared space. So
this would be seasonal, correctly?
Correct.
They'd be specific to different events, right?
Again, the main sign is going to say interested in the Atlantic Islands Yacht Club. It's going to show a sign of the pennant. It's going to have the club phone number and the club website. That's this large portion. That's what I consider the more permanent part of the sign. The changing one, the transitional one, is going to talk about the Israelis barbecue in the hoist area. We do that at the beginning of the season. Something that might say the blessing of the fleet, June, whatever the date is. Things like that, that type sign will be in a smaller one, a 6-inch opening.
It's also a sign for recreation for the concert series. So that's another example of a sign that's already, that does exist in the harbor. I can't think of any others, but.
The only thing, if you don't mind me speaking, nine signs is a lot in the harbor when we already have a bunch of signs. I'm not against putting signs there, but I think nine's a little, you know, all over the harbor. What's going to stop another tenant from doing the same thing? That's my concern. Plus windstorms, who's going to be out there to remove the signs? Okay, when we get to 50 mile an hour winds. I mean, the signs are only 10, 12 inches down. So, and if you've got a placard in there, it's going to blow it right over like it does our other signs. So, my only comment is they have to be diligent about when the wind's coming or whatever, they have to take them down. So, I think nine signs is way too many, personally, especially in the harbor and any of the park, you know, we have the roundabouts in the parking lot that are filled with stone and grass. If one of those signs catches and hits a vehicle, guess who's responsible? So it's our liability at that point. I'm not trying to say no to the signs. I agree. Maybe they need some signs, but nine is a lot of signs.
Well, so when would you...
Nine is just a thing to get nine.
Yeah, no, I know.
I wonder.
That's why I was talking about that.
I wonder if a compromise is to... Well, I think we need to maybe pause and see if there's an ordinance, but also maybe we walk the harbor with...
I'm happy to do that with anybody, all together, individually, whatever.
And maybe we approve more locations than signs, and they could move them from time to time. So, like, when there's the concerts going on, we could... That would be a great place for, like, to maximize where the people are in the harbor. It's just ideas. I agree that nine is a lot, and you agree that nine is a lot, but if it's maybe as a proving location, then it's four signs.
I mean, at any point in time, we have no more than four out or something like that.
Yeah, I'm just...
Totally fine with that. Totally fine.
We want to help.
Thank you.
I think.
We both are something to the harbor.
You're a very important tenant.
Besides that, we're going to use the facilities of the
So
well, maybe we can pull this from the agenda so that we can do the due diligence
Yeah, I can walk around.
Check with the, make sure about ordinance, first of all, it was important to start. And then work with somebody either on the commissioner or the harbor manager. But we can determine that at a later time.
Maybe we take the opportunity to set a policy for other tenants as well, because they're going to probably want to do something too from time to time. So if we, maybe that's what we do. We do certain spots where we say signs are okay here, X, a certain number, certain times. That way other people can, because you know, the other people, other companies and tenants are going to want to do it too.
Okay. And also the lease committee maybe should double check that there's nothing in the leases that say, sorry, give me work. Notice I don't have any of the work.
Okay, thank you.
Do you need me to do this with you?
No, I think we're good. Thank you.
Just say anything.
Call me tomorrow.
So I'll need a motion to remove that. And does anybody else have any other items that they'd like to discuss?
Well, I'll make the motion to remove number 5.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay.
You all in favor or?
Do we need a roll call? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Nay, any nays?
And Tom, I just have a quick question. Number 7, the Sunday service, I think that's the same church that
we discussed last year.
We have over here.
Yes.
I guess if any other churches want to have a Sunday service, I guess we'll just have to deal with it at that point.
Okay.
And there was an amplification issue that we had.
Yeah, but they specifically put in
right.
In their,
for the 6:30
in their application this year.
Okay, does anybody else have any issues, or do we make a motion to approve?
I think we just need to talk about the Film One Fest sponsorship. I don't. Curtis, you seem to.
Well, I noticed that this. I just want to make sure everybody had read through that they're. What they're saying is they don't want to pay the fees and instead want to offer us a sponsorship for the Film One Fest. So I just want to make sure everybody understood that that's what the letter is proposing or is asking.
Now, I personally understood it very well. In fact, I had a discussion with Ms. Tuss a few weeks ago, and I think the festival brings a lot of people into town. It's good for the town, provides some entertainment for some of our tenants and looking for things to do on a Saturday night. So I think it's not a big fee that we're waiving. So I'm very much in favor of approving that request.
I think we should use it also maybe to promote, you know, we know we have problems with the headboats. Now, we were talking last week, you know, I thought that there was an ad, we had something going on in, say, central New Jersey, where people don't really think about our harbor because they're in New Brunswick or someplace like that. And if they saw an ad on Facebook or somewhere of maybe a family on a boat, a headboat, having a good time, it could promote and just bring awareness up. If we used it in some way like that, or maybe for another function that we want to promote, I think that would maybe be a good idea, because it would be a different way of advertising that we haven't. Because usually, aren't we in a lot of the boating journals, Lou, and things like that?
Actually, we just advertised, well, the fishermen advertised for us the headboat spots that we had. Headboat spots available, and we had 30 and 40 foot spots.
Right.
This isn't going to do that. This is a sponsorship for this event, so it's associated. And I'm totally in favor of just.
But what's it look like, the sponsor? I mean, is it just sponsored by Atlantic Highlands Marina, or? But yeah, please tell us, Karina.
Karina. I just wanted to say there's all different levels. There is a, and I'm very flexible. You guys have always been very kind to us. And there's a spot, I mean, there's one sponsorship where you can make a 30-second commercial. And you can show it twice, you know, I'd show it as many times as you want, twice, you know, before the festival. And this year we're bringing music, so it'll be, we'll hopefully get a lot more people, like a longer band and the vendors. But we are returning with the movie premieres, So we're starting to press releases again, so I do those every other month. And we are doing our films plan, which is international, but, you know, we do get a, we have quite a following on Instagram, and our Facebook is pretty nice. And, you know, we do talk about each sponsor on our Facebook page and Instagram page. So if you want to give me a little commercial, I have no problem, because I make the rules, so I just spread it.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
No, I think this is a great idea. I think that the slippery slope for us is going to be when Historical Society wants to use the space, and they don't have a sponsorship level to offer us. So I'm totally in favor of this. I just want us to be mindful that we say no to other people for, you know, using that building. I disagree with our no to that, but we have a fee schedule, so.
Okay, thank you. Is any other items you'd like to discuss? So we've removed five and answered questions on the others. Do we have a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Brockio?
Yes.
Ms. Hollander?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Stein?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Committee reports. Finance. Mr. Barakia.
Yes, thank you. This month we're having a very good month. We're at 19% ahead of year over year. I think that's great because we've been doing well the last few years. You know, when the pandemic hit, everybody went boating. Okay, that was fine. We understood that last year. We had another good year. But this year we're already 19%. And, you know, we're just hitting April. It's just good news, shows people are interested in the water. We've got all the berths and rented. We've got possibility adding new moorings. So I think we're looking up right now, and just happy to report that. Thank you.
Thank you. Leases, Mr. Curry.
We still have, I think, two open leases that were agreed to. And Mr. Dupont, Mr. Regina, do you have an update on where the towboat lease stands as far as?
The towboat lease is, you know, lease, the recommendations I reviewed, we're okay with the changes that the parties agreed to. Now we're just going to get it drafted and then circulate one more time so that everyone reviews it, and then we'll give it out to the tenant.
Okay, and has the shore casino lease been signed?
No, but I did get a copy of that today, the addendum for the extension. So that will, that's prepared. You can, I think, Curtis, you know, you probably would be able to bring that down and have it signed.
That's all I know.
Thank you. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
No report this evening.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton?
Nothing other than we all have Mr. Frieder's report, Mr. Osborne's report, and you can see from both reports, they're very, very busy down at the harbor. And if you have any questions on either of those reports, Mr. Frieder will be happy to respond.
Okay, thank you. Clean Marina, Mr. Kraus.
No report on Clean Marina, but one of the residents commented that he thought that the restriping of the parking lots looks great.
Okay, that's great. Good, thank you.
It's getting there.
Special events, Ms. Hollander.
I think the correspondence takes care of most of that. I don't have anything else.
Thank you. Reports, Administrator, Mr. Farragina.
So I met with Harbor Master Lou Leager and the DPW Director, Jimmy Phillips, down at the harbor a few weeks ago. We did a walkthrough. And I authorized and I directed the Harbor Group to go ahead and restripe all of the parking lines, including the handicap lines. We're going to refresh a couple of the signage, paint a couple of doors, including the restroom doors, and make some other, you know, visual aesthetic improvements to the area. And they're doing a great job. That's it.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Mr. DuPont.
No report.
Thank you. Harbor Manager, Mr. Flieger.
Okay, guys, just a couple of things. You have my report.
as you all heard. There was another leak at Sissy's Place from that on deck. And the reason being was the work on the deck wasn't done, but the work down at Sissy's was, so it ruined the work in Sissy's again. Took us a couple of weeks, me and Smitty on the phone, and that's all done now. On the deck did do the work up in the kitchen. They put the stainless steel plate behind the sink so it drains directly into the sink now.
Is there a pan below as well?
Just the fiberglass pan that's down below. But as long as it goes into that pan and not around it, it should stop to leak. So far it hasn't leaked, but we've only had Sissy's repaired again for, what, a couple of days, Smitty? So we're at, right now, we'll wait and see what happens, okay? We're hoping this fixed it. Rich White and I met with the harbor engineer to look up at on the deck's deck. I looked at their lease. On the deck is responsible for all floors and floor coverings. So that deck is probably going to need fiberglass work, okay, in the fall. We've already talked to Nick about it. He knows it. He painted it for now, but seams are still open. So if there's water getting in there, it could damage some of the framing below. So I just want you guys to be aware of that. He said he was going to fix it, but right now he just painted it. We're getting ready to paint both buildings, my building and Sissy's, and on the deck. Theirs will come first. The painter has told me he's probably going to start around the 10th to the 12th. And I'm sorry, to power wash and then start painting on the 15th of April. His main focus right now is to get Sissy's and on the deck done. And then he'll go to my building after. I told him I don't care when he gets there, just as long as he gets it done. Transition plate on Pier 5 of the ADA ramp. And we had that 50 mile an hour wind crack and broke the welds. The welds that were repaired held, but everything else went. So that's been repaired. That's been taken care of. The 50 ton hoist has been inspect it. It's got a couple of things that needs fixed. Rudy, our borough mechanic, is working on that.
That's the old hoist.
Yeah, that's the old hoist.
When is the new hoist supposed to be delivered?
August 29th. Also, Cromco, the fuel system. We had the fuel system tested completely from tanks to pier by Cromco, and I'm happy to report we passed those tests. Okay. Independence Constructors, another issue on Pier 6 sump. It's old. Some of the connections are starting to rot and it needs to be replaced. We've already gotten the estimates on that from two different contractors. Independence Constructors got the bid and they will start in November.
Why?
The reason for that, we can't do it in the summer months, can't do it in the spring because it's our key fuel time when we fuel boats. It's not a right now where it's got to be done yesterday, but they had to order the parts. The parts are on back order and will not be here until May or June. That puts us right in the heart of our season and I can't shut the gas dock down for a week. Can't do it. So I said to him, look, let's do it the end of October, beginning of November. So they're fine with that, and that's the way we're going to handle that. We also were our loss control report from Joe Marazzi. We passed with flying colors, the entire borough, actually.
Yep.
So
that's great.
So there's been a lot going on here. Sign replacements for the Bayshore Trail have been made. They're just scheduling when they're going to deliver them to us. I told them I want them before the end of the month. So, and I think that's pretty much it, other than the LED lighting has been installed in the harbor shop. That's all done. So,
have something. Can you get into more detail about the new issue on the deck? I mean, I look at the indoor issue with the flooding constantly, not the sissies. Now there's a problem with the deck outside, correct?
Yeah, it's old, so.
It's old, but so is there a chance that it's going to cause more damage if we don't tell him to fix it right away? I mean, you say you painted it, what is painting it?
Absolutely.
There's nothing on it, right?
Yeah, it eventually it's going to seep down in, I mean, to the framing, and it's got to be sealed up.
So we're going to wait a whole summer to have this man finally repaired?
No, he was supposed to start doing repair work to those seams, close them up so that in October, he could, you know, get them through the season so that in October he could redo the deck properly.
So he is going to be doing this?
So.
I mean, that's my question. Because it doesn't seem like he really follows the law.
Well, that's exactly it. I know.
For years. And it's like, well, you're going to let him get away with this and put outside now?
So.
I mean, I don't know every single detail. I know you guys know more about it than I do, even though I'm on the commission. But I just don't want this man to think, again, he's going to get away with.
No,
he's should be repaired, so there's no damage to our building.
Correct.
Bob, if I may?
Yeah.
We met with Bobby Bucko and one of his engineers. There's cracks and some of the fiberglass, most of it is separating on the deck. That has caused water to leak down into the ceiling joists. Whatever's damaged is damaged. Our big concern was that is there any structural issue here right now? According to them, no, but it needs to be taken care of. So we spoke to Nick, fix what you can, but come October 30th, it's on the calendar, this deck needs to be replaced, but when it's torn up, we need to go in with Bucko and the engineer again to find out if there is any damage so we can take care of it. That's where it was
at that point.
Huh? So we're watching this guy closely, that's all I
have. Yes. Okay. And that's all I have for now.
Okay. Thank you for getting the engineer involved as well. That's because I can't continue for sure.
No.
Thank you, Mr. Flieger. Assistant Manager, Mr. White.
I don't have a whole lot. I submitted $500,000 in overages to FEMA again. I'm getting a call 1 or 2 days a week from them to just confirm some invoices and some payments. Not sure what they're going to come back with us to, but whatever they come back with is probably going to be a plus for us. I've been talking to Donna Sires, who takes care of our moorings out here for the most part. We've been talking about adding 10 new helixes there to maybe help offset some of our losses on the head boat side. We have one price in hand. We're looking at some different type of material that we currently have. Just waiting for another price, hopefully another week or two, and then we can have a final to bring before everybody here and see what you want to do with it. So,
where do we stand on the towboat issues?
Towboat, spoke to the contractor. Everything's in place. They're coming within the next 2 weeks to finish 3 of the 4 items. The 4th item is the PTAC unit in the towboat office. That's been ordered. I don't have a affirmative date, but sometime in May it should be arriving.
And hopefully that will could be the end of this.
Yeah.
We're hoping.
Thank you, Mr. White. Now is the public portion. If somebody in the audience would like to make a comment, please stand up, state your name and address. Emily.
Emily Smith, on behalf of the Atlantic Council Jump Club. I'm wondering if you're going to bring in someone to deal with helixes. Are they going to deal with the 11 helixes that are not sound at this point, or are you looking for other areas?
No, that would be the 10 or 11 that are missing that we get.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
My name is Ben Chiazza. This is my father, Joe. He just retired last week, and part of his retirement was to operate a food cart. So in that consideration, we're wondering if you guys would consider a food vendor at the harbor. We do understand that there's a lady with the hot dog stand, We don't want to compete with her. So in the morning, we've had worthless coffee and bagels for either the commuters or fishermen. And then later in the evening, sausages and pepper sandwiches and possibly pasta. So we just want to wonder if you guys would consider that option.
I appreciate your offer. It's something, I guess, that we can discuss, but, you know, we've had other vendors come along the way in the last few years, and it really is hard because you come in and basically compete against some of our tenants. The hot dog cart has been there for 30 or 40 years. So you have Sissy's, who's serving breakfast bagels, and you have On the Deck serving lunches and dinners. If you can send us a letter with the information, and it's something we might be able to discuss, but, you know, I can't say anything more than that at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
Robin Zager, on behalf of the Yacht Club, I spoke earlier.
Can you address?
I'm just understanding.
Your address? Your address?
I am not a resident of...
That's okay.
I live in Fairhaven.
That's okay.
My full address?
Yes.
55 Avenue, Fairhaven.
Thank you.
I just wanted to understand procedurally. I know that we tabled number five on your agenda, and I'm going to be talking to Mr. Fligger, walking the property soon. So we wait now until the next meeting, which will be in May, or does Mr. Fligger have... I know you have to refer also Jeff, the administrator, to see that there's not an ordinance about this, but do we wait until May, the beginning of May, or the end of that?
When you looking to implement, is there a specific date that you were looking to implement, to start implementing this?
The sooner the better. I mean, it's the start of the season, as you well know. We don't have to wait until May. I think it's there. We might not have to wait.
Can we, if you want to designate Lou as the sign guy and trust his judgment, you can certainly do that. Then again, and I did a little research while I was up here on, there is a statute on point in the harbor, but it just says that the permission of the harbor, it doesn't give any specific restrictions. I didn't see anything in your borough code in terms of sign restrictions. It was just a quick glance in your code, your annotated on the website. I didn't see anything. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. The person, I think what Lou could possibly do is approve the areas in question and just check with planning and zoning to make sure that these signs don't violate anything. They're not in any right-of-ways. Typically, you'll see ordinances that are restrictive for right-of-ways. You can't put anything in right-of-ways. I don't think there's anything that's going to occur here. But I think that if you'd like, you could certainly delegate to the harbor master to approve the areas in question, and then just make sure that the signs are permitted under the local land use. I'm presuming it is. It's temporary. I don't think that's a problem. But there may be restrictions where they could be located. I just didn't see that in the quick glance I gave at the code.
With all due respect to Lou, and in spite of the fact that I'm not going to be here in May, I think this is such a precedent-setting situation that I think the entire commission should review it. And quite frankly, historically, I'd be willing to bet that probably only 20-25% of the boats will even be in by first week of May. April's a pretty dead month. Except for the diehard striped bass fishermen. So I think Lou ought to do his due diligence, and Rob, and that the commission should decide how many signs. I think is a very significant issue. I think Councilman Hohenreiter's suggestion that we limit the number of signs, but approve more locations so that they can move around.
I think we have one of the other commissioners work with Lou on that as well, so you want to do that, Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Okay.
And quite frankly, I think four is too many.
Well,
We have maybe two.
We have six, eight tenants down there, times whatever.
Exactly, that's why I...
Understood, and you're right. So if you don't mind, we'll probably have, but, you know, I, as you heard today, we see it going forward, but maybe not to the extent that you hope, so. Okay, thank you.
I will say our meeting in May is early, it's May 2nd.
Okay.
It's the first Tuesday of May, so we'll be pretty early in May when the commission meets.
Okay, good, thank you. Anyone else?
Or May 3rd, sorry.
This is a question, is this a question? When we were talking about re-striking the parking lot, we were talking about doing that parking lot as well?
Yes.
On the sign thing, I have the Togo business and Sissy's place. All of those signs that are there have to be approved by the borough council for a certain amount of colors, this, that, the other thing. So every sign that's on First Avenue, everywhere, I'm not saying their signs are no good. There is an approval thing in town.
Okay.
Like when we did Sissy's place, those signs had to be submitted and the borough council had approval. Although that was 15 years ago, I'm sure the ordinance hasn't changed.
Okay, thank you.
I can talk to code enforcement.
Those were signs that they were placed in the ground, correct? Like permanent structure signs?
There's signs.
Signs on the building.
Advertised building on the front and the back.
We're talking about temporary signs at this point in time.
Sure.
So the issue is, and I didn't see, again, as I said, I did not see in your code that there are restrictions. However, that was just a quick glance in the code as to whether there were restrictions on temporary signs.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, thank you.
Actually, before we go on, just one quick question. I see that the technology is starting to be set up for hybrid meetings. Do we intend to hold our meetings in a hybrid format going forward?
I would imagine that once it's up and running, it would be best to utilize it, sure.
Okay.
I don't see a problem with that.
Great.
I mean, we can discuss it further, but I don't see it as an issue. Anyone else have anything else? All right, anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Thank you.
Good night, everyone.